new face and a new voice to get used to today. Acting Senior Sergeant Andy Brown joins me from South Adam Police. Hello, Brownie. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, last week, Sergeant Shelley McQueen was here from Port, and one of the things we spoke about was with Halloween coming up, and it's next Tuesday, so I guess we probably should touch base again next week. But early warnings, I guess, if you like. As a former school teacher, it used to do my head in about doing the danger, you know, stranger danger talk with all this sort of stuff, and then on one night of the year, the kids go out and knock on strangers' doors for lollies. So from a policing perspective, surely you'd be in the same frustrating position.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I've got a few safety tips here for parents and for the children as well. So just a few things like do not allow your children to trick-or-treat without adult supervision, especially the younger children.
Yep.
If the older children are trick-or-treating alone, for parents to plan and review their route so they know where they're going to be at all times.
Yep.
Set specific times for the older children to return home so you know that they'll be home at a certain time.
I just had an evil thought. Maybe you can put an air tag on them.
That's a possibility. That's always a possibility. It may help us as well trying to trace them. Teach your children never to enter a stranger's home or car.
No, that's one thing we need to do. Do not go past that doorway.
And instruct children to travel in familiar world areas and stick with their friends at all times.
Yep.
Just remind them they need caution when crossing the roads. I know some people, children get very excited running around, etc.
Yep.
So be careful of that. But also for the road users as well, be aware of what the evening is, be aware that there will be lots of children around, and to take care, extra care on those roads as well, looking out for children that may be not obeying the crossings and bits and pieces.
Yeah, like some good advice. We also spoke particularly, and we bang the drum quite often about burglaries and opportunistic crime and things like that, whether it be the home or the car. And we did speak with Sergeant McQueen last week about CCTV, and that there's the redemption program. You can get up to 50% of your installation, your purchase and installation off if it's purchased locally, etc., through a campaign run by the local council. But Shelley mentioned, and she neglected to do it while we had the microphone on, WA Police do have a register for home CCTVs or even business CCTVs, that if people register with that, it gives the police an idea of where there are registered cameras, that if necessary, they can go and knock on the door and ask, do you have anything of value for us if there's been a crime in the area. Do you know about this particular link?
Yeah, I do. That's correct. So the link is actually called CamMap, CamMap WA.
Yep.
It can be accessed via the WA Police website.
Yep.
There's information on there on how you register. And so it just gives us a facility to check on if we do a mapping or whatever as to where the CCTV is, and there's CCTV in the street. We can then knock on those doors, and if there's no one home, we can always leave a note in the letterbox to say, can you review your CCTV? And then what we can then do, we can then send them, if there is any CCTV relevant, we can send a digital link to them to upload that CCTV via the digital link, and we can receive it sort of as prompt as possible.
Yeah, so can review anything that may be useful to you.
Absolutely. So, if they look at CamMap WA, that's where they need to be looking at if they're interested in registering their forward-facing CCTV. Mm-hmm. We're not interested about what's happening in your back garden. It's just all your forward-facing CCTV.
Yep, so
that's what we're interested in.
Very good. Good. Thanks for clearing that up. Now, speaking of banging the drum, we had a spike or not, or have we eased off with the break-ins, etc., whether it be cars or homes?
Yeah, so we've had a very good week in relation to both the home burglaries and vehicles being broken into or vehicles stolen. But I would still beat that drum. Please lock your doors. We're still finding that people are leaving valuables on display in vehicles, or also even vehicle or house keys in unlocked vehicles. To help us do our job, let's all work together to make this this area a bit more secure.
Some people, I guess, you can put it down to complacency. Oh, I'm just going to quickly duck in here, and then you get caught up in a conversation, and the duck in here for a couple of seconds turns into 5-10 minutes, which is way too much time for the opportunist.
Yep.
All right, Andy, thanks for joining us on Police Beat today. Go well, and if the need arises, we'll call you back in off the substitute bench.
No problem, thank you for having me.
Acting Senior Sergeant Andy Brown joining us today for Police Beat.